Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Hello, everyone. It is Tuesday of the Octave of Easter. We Catholics are crazy. We celebrate Easter for 8 days. So my question to you is, are you announcing Christ as your Savior during this octave? What do I mean by announcing? It means proclaiming a fact. So you can do it with your lips. You can say, thank you, Jesus, for things that are going well in your life. You can say, your will be done, Lord Jesus, when things aren't going so well in your life. Jesus, give me strength. You can say this around people so that you can be a witness by your words and that you can show that you are humble and you are giving it to God. You can show your faith by saying, Lord, I offer this to you. Especially when you're anxious or you're fearful or you're angry or you're impatient. People can see when you are not humbly walking the life that Jesus wants us to walk, which includes that peace that surpasses all understanding. What are other ways that we can announce, just like in the readings today, when Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and Jesus wasn't there. There were two angels waiting there saying, what the world are you doing here, girl? And she's like, oh, where is my Lord? And then Jesus shows up, but she doesn't recognize him at first. She thinks he's the gardener. And then he says, Mary, and she says, Rabboni in Hebrew, which means teacher. And then she hugs him and he says, hey, let go. I haven't ascended to the Father yet. Tell everyone that I will, lead the way and I'll see them later. And she runs and announces. She made the announcement, the proclamation. And it's very interesting that it's Mary Magdalene, a woman. Because back in these days, women really were second-class citizens. So there was a purpose for that. And when we look at Mary, the mother of God, and her mission to step on the head of Satan, to be the new Eve, Jesus is the new Adam, that is what ticked off Satan so much. That is why the beautiful angel Lucifer and a third of all of those idiot angels who made the decision to partner with him got wiped out of heaven. This is why Satan hates women. We are the bearers of life, and we are like Mary. So I'm going to ask all of you women to find some devotion to Mary so that you can be humble. If you know, she only said a few words in the Bible. It was all about her son. So, of course, we call the moment that she visits her cousin Elizabeth in the hill country, we say that, well, she says, She announces, can I spit the words out? She announces who she is, right? And what has happened. And then the very last words that she ever says in the Bible is, do what he tells you at the wedding of Cana. So Mary didn't announce a lot of things, except two pretty important things. Number one, that I'm the mother of God. Blessed, everyone will call me. And I'm so humble and grateful that the Lord has chosen me. Of course, I'm paraphrasing here. And then, do whatever he tells you. That's all that Mary is here for, is to bring us to her son and to have us do what he says we should do. You could also announce your faith in different ways. You can wear a cross, better yet, a crucifix on your neck. Not for a beautiful design and to go with every outfit, especially a crucifix where you see Jesus hanging on the cross. I have a couple of hats, baseball hats, by the way. I am trying to get a few hats designed. It is very frustrating. I'm giving it to God. I will let you know when I have some if you're interested. But it's a big old cross on the front. And on the back, it says, find something more. Now, I hope that people in the back of my line when I'm in the grocery store can read the hat. And when I turn around, they can see, oh, find something more in Jesus with the cross. You could wear a scapular, you can have a miraculous medal, you can have saint medals. I mean, we can show our faith outward and announce it to people without even saying a word. Last but not least, another way that we can announce is just by our life, how we love people, how we react to everything. You might as well be standing on the top of a mountain if you are able to deal with something that everyone else looks at you and says, what? What is that? I truly believe that Jesus helped me to be that type of person, to announce my faith in the way in which he protected my heart, in the way in which he allowed Jeff to show himself to me, in the way in which he healed me from my alcohol and drug addictions. And you know, I probably never called them addictions, but when you're doing it every day, it's probably a problem there. So let's announce in the way that we show ourselves to the world, the way that we talk to the world, and the way that we react to the world. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask that you put the peace into our hearts that is always surpassing any understanding of people who don't know you. Help us to be gracious and call out your name in our lives so that other people know that Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is the one that we turn to in our time of need, in struggle, and in triumph. Mary, take our left hand. Holy Spirit, take our right. Help us to walk and announce Jesus's love, mercy, and forgiveness. Now we are going to pray for all of the souls who have gone before us so that they can be brought into the heavenly paradise, heavenly kingdom, and we announce them by name right now. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Saint Joseph. Another person in the Bible, the Father of God, who didn't say a word in the Bible, but was so strong, and who protected Jesus and Mary, the Holy Family, who God trusted, and who was pure and loving and powerful. Let's also pray to Saint Joseph for his intercession to Jesus, no matter what we have going on in our lives. Pray to Saint Joseph for all the men in your life. And men, pray to Saint Mary, of course, Mary, our Blessed Mother, for all of the women in your life. Especially if you are married and in a family, we want the Holy Family to reign over our home. Wow, I almost made it exactly 10 minutes. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body, and go announce in ways of your life to the Lord and His salvation, Jesus Christ, so that people can turn toward Him because they want what you are showing everyone, what you are announcing to the world. Have a blessed and inspired day.